House and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. House and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis.
The wonderful thing about God, when He shows you, I'm talking about the you that you don't like so much. The one that's not God's man or woman of power for the hour, but showing you where He's got work to do when you wait on Him. You see, God's not like somebody else. They can point some stuff out to you, but they can't help you. But see, when God points it out, you got to understand, that's why He says, wait on me. If you'll wait, I'll show you, but I'm not just going to show you. I'm going to remove some of this stuff. But you have to wait. I don't know about you, but there are times where in waiting before God, stuff surfaces. You wonder, Lord, I didn't know that was in me. But when it surfaces, that's when you give it to Him. See, people that don't wait up on Him never get to a place where things that are deeply rooted, that are there, thinking patterns from your childhood, fears that you never had come overcome, phobias, hurts from relationships that you haven't had in years and years. But when you learn to wait on Him, see, you can mount up. He'll break some stuff so you're no longer earthbound. You're no longer bound by that. So bitterness is unfulfilled revenge. As we wait upon God, we learn, of course, His ways. And you know, in the world, it's a given. There'll be some things that go against the grain of your character, that hurt your feelings, that, you know, are meant to harm you. But in that, we have not only the ability, but the mandate, the assignment to forgive. Come on. No matter how cruel or harmful words or actions from others have been, God has given us a mandate, no matter how deeply wounded we have been, to forgive. See, tell somebody that's your way out. See, if you don't forgive, and if you don't allow the agape love to operate, that offense, that hurt, will ultimately rob you of your capacity to love. And guess what? You'll find your faith is shut down. It comes to a screeching halt. And now you've just got to deal with reality as it is. It's our faith that overcomes the world. It's our faith that breaks us through. It's our faith that gets us out of trouble. Hello? It's our faith that causes us not to have to be subjected to certain things. It's our faith. You stop operating in faith and see what happens. See, the just shall live by faith. But all these things are geared and lined up to try to defeat faith. So, again, our faith operates by love, and forgiveness of offense is a necessity. Otherwise, it will rob you. Do you understand? It's not these other things. It's not a mass bandit that'll rob you. No, unforgiveness will rob you. Bitterness will rob you. Hatred will rob you. All these things will rob you of your capacity. You ever wonder why God allows pain or painful experiences? One reason He allows it, and He does. If He didn't allow it, it wouldn't happen. But one reason He allows it is to teach us how to love. If you know, like I know, it's those situations that you didn't want to happen, that you didn't look forward to, that kind of cramped your style, that, you know, hurt your feelings. Those are the ones that taught you the most. on how to overcome. Those were the ones that made you the strongest and the more determined. When you got through it, you know, your spirit was passionate and on fire. You understand? You were going to another level. And see, that's how it is. But see, that's why God allows that. Not all the time, but from time to time, God will allow it to teach us. During that time, it's not pleasant. But that's the time you're to wait. That's the time you wait. See, waiting has to do with exchanging something. When the Bible talks about they that wait shall renew, it's not talking about, you know, you just getting another strength. Like I told you in the beginning, an old eagle, an eagle's average 35 years life expectancy. But an older eagle, when they molt, when they lose all their feathers and they mess up their beak, and when it grows back and when the feathers grow back, they've not just gained a bit of strength from what, no, their strength has been renewed. What they've done is what we do. We renew. We exchange. That word renew is exchange. Now, I don't know how all that works, but God made the eagle like that. And he says, we're like an eagle. We renew our strength. It's not we reach down and draw on a strength that we had already. No, he says we exchange. In other words, I'm going to give you a strength you didn't have. As you wait upon me, I'm going to give you a strength that you didn't have. Are you hearing that? You never had before. It'll be a new strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Our way out of a lot of situations is not argument, is not, you know, figuring it out, is not avoiding it. It's love. You'll be amazed. See, perfect love casts out fear. When you can walk in love, not that you are perfect, but love is perfect. Perfect love casts out fear. There's no fear. In times like this, your spirit becomes very sensitive to the things of God, to what God is saying to you. And you realize when you're not sensitive to him, you realize, you know, I might have missed God talking to me when he was talking before, but now I'm listening. My antennas are up. You hear things. You see things. Things make sense. God paints pictures. He's talking to you. Walking in love and forgiveness pulls down strongholds of bitterness and cold love. Now, here's an attribute of agape that's very important, because love without commitment is not love. If there is no commitment, it's not love. The measure of your love to God and to your brother and sister is found in the measure of your commitment to them. How can you say that you love God, whom you have never seen, and not love your brother likewise, whom you see every service? When we come off of this and go into other things this year, I want faith to flow so freely and so abundantly like a torrent, so that there's nothing that stands in our way that we cannot either break through or overcome or subdue with our faith. I mean, it's a substance. It's an evidence. You've got to have it flowing for real. And God's going to put some in a position of great influence, and you've got to be able to wait upon God and know and not be frivolous or foolish or hasty or impatient, but be able to wait upon him and handle things when people are trying to press you and make you feel guilty about something because you have means, but God hadn't released you. Some will just give away the ranch because somebody said they got a need. You know, I had to pick up some water today, and they're getting it, and this guy, as I was getting ready to get in line, this guy stepped up behind me and said something. To me, it sounded loud because I felt it. I turned around and looked at him. And you know, he was getting in another line. I said, Lord, what is it about that man? There's something about him. You know, I wasn't being judgmental or anything. It's just I heard something in his voice. He wasn't even saying anything out of the way. I said, but, you know, I just sense, you know, I'm super spiritual. I just sense that there's something going on with this guy here. I did. I really did. And you know, it's just like the Lord saying, I want you to be keen to things. I wasn't judging him or nothing. I wasn't, you know. When I was pulling out of the parking lot, I just happened to look in the rearview mirror. And I saw the guy standing out there with another guy, and he pulled up his jacket, and he was pulling things out of his pants, putting it in a bag. I said, you know, Lord, you showed me that. It had nothing to do with it. I didn't see him do anything or anything, but he just said, take a look. I looked in the rearview mirror, and there he was standing outside, and he was pulling things out of his pants that he had stolen in the store. But there was a sound. See, all kind of things you become aware of when you wait upon God. You know, I wasn't looking for, you know, I'm in the grocery store getting some a case of water, and I hear this man's voice. But then God shows me as I'm driving out the parking lot, and I'm not looking for him. I just happen to look in the mirror, and there he is, pulling his coat up, and he's pulling something out and putting it in his other bag. I said, oh, he's stealing. I ought to go and report him. No, many things happen, and we become very sensitive to the movements of God when we wait upon him. Faith and patience. And there's a lesson in things like that. You know, I just, you know, kind of jest when we talk about super spiritual. I don't mean that, but there are many times God wants to show you some things and show you how things operate. You know, not just for to see somebody stealing, but to, you know, see somebody that may be suicidal or have a need that you can, you know, touch that person or grab that person, speak to that person before they do anything foolish. But our faith operates by our love. Now understand this, as long as we are walking with our feet on the ground, stumbling blocks are not going to cease. All right? Just know that there, whether it be the devil himself or just life in general, there are going to be stumbling blocks that try to cause you to stumble to get away from this agape love. You know, Paul wrote this. He said, he talked about the fruit of the Spirit, and he said something very interesting. He said, and against such there is no law. Nobody can judge you when you walk. And God doesn't tell you how much or how little. It's up to you. There's no law. There's no law against it. There are no principles, no spiritual laws against walking in the agape love. Now, I'm going way one way with this tonight because I really believe that it has to do with us having faith and patience, but we have to have the faith that operates by love. And again, I'm not talking warm and fuzzy necessarily. I'm talking about the agape love, the love where we guard our hearts, where we are shielded, where we, you know, will forgive, where we will let go, where we won't hold on to certain things that would contaminate or, you know, poison us. But in our mind, we don't think outside of what the Spirit wants us to be thinking. We don't prejudge.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.